It seems like every other day there's a new fad diet in the news, some cleanse or detox, or other strange way of eating which promises to cure everything that ails you, from excess weight to cancer. Some examples are juice cleanses or drinking only honey and cayenne pepper diluted in water. These supposedly rid your body of toxins. Of course, the nature of the toxins is always quite vague, and the proponents of these dietary regimes can never really explain which harmful compounds the word toxin refers to. The truth is, of course, that if your organs are in good shape, your liver and kidneys will do all the work to keep your body clean of any toxins naturally. These programs are at best harmless, and at worst can impact your gut flora and fauna negatively and leave you tired and weak. There is an upside to fad diets, however. Take, for example, the recent trendiness of gluten-free eating. There is no real reason why a healthy person would need to avoid gluten, and the benefits of doing so for someone not suffering from allergies or celiac disease are minimal and unproven. However, when gluten-free became a trend, this did make life easier for actual celiac sufferers. Gluten is difficult to avoid and contaminates other food very easily. Having certified gluten-free foods easily available is a game-changer for people who are intolerant to the substance, making their daily life and meeting their nutritional needs so much less complicated than it used to be. Having gluten-free mainstream at restaurants also makes social outings easier for gluten-intolerant people. A lot of social occasions involve food, whether it is going to eat at a restaurant or a party, or just snacking while watching a movie. Not being able to participate makes one feel excluded, left out for fear of possibly ingesting something that is essentially poison to the body. Conversely, following a special diet, whether there is a physiological need to do so or not, can mean social isolation or even ostracism at the extreme. Not being able to eat the same food as your friends, or having to refuse food, can be seen as insulting to the host, even if the dietary restriction is a medical one.